Hey, I am Dawn Vason, and you are tuned in to Holistically Whole, and we've been talking about manifestation, how to manifest what you want in life, how to make sure that you are attracting good things, great things, all of the things that are going to bring you continued success. So today I want to talk about creating a vision board, right? Ideas are really more powerful when they're seen and spoken. So before you speak your ideas and desires to the universe, you want to envision them. A vision board is the best way to represent these desires in a tangible way. Seeing this vision board helps bring clarity, and it helps you clarify what the desire is that you have. So there's steps to creating a vision board, and I'm going to give you six quick steps that you can use to create your vision board for manifestation. Number one, define your desires. What do you want? What do you want specifically? Got to be more detailed than a happy life or more money. Make focused requests. Consider what makes you happy or what or how much money specifically you need. And the universe can only grant you what you really desire. So be very specific. Don't be vague when you wish for what you want. Number two, gather your supplies. A vision board is a tangible request. So if you plan to draw or paint your vision board, you need the right tools, pencils or brushes. Maybe you want to do, I actually love a cork board with some pictures printed out for my computer or magazines or posters. Anything that you need to, words that you're attracted to. I use affirmations on my vision board. However you create this vision board, you're going to need the supplies that speak to you and give you the most honest medium to express these desires. It might take a little time to gather the images that you want, so don't feel rushed. When you get everything that you need, you can compile that and put it together. One of the reasons I use a cork board is so that I can constantly add to it. Number three, create a sacred space. Don't let the world crowd your time or diminish your efforts. Make a quiet, calm, sacred space so you can create your vision board. And any ritual that you use should define your space as your sacred space for understanding and clarity. Protect this space by keeping distractions out of this particular area. Number four, listen to your spirit. Now that you have everything in front of you and you can tune out those desires, you can tune into your desires, let spirit guide you into the creation of that vision. Each pencil or brush stroke and every word or letter that you choose is going to come from that deep place inside of you. Let your desire to be known allow your creativity to flow. Don't judge your vision board by artificial standards of beauty or glamour. It doesn't really matter what it looks like. It can be super, super simple. The simplest vision boards can really create a powerful message. And sometimes complex vision boards come across with a strong desire and often repeat similar images across the board. So when you do a sparse vision board, that can mean that you're entirely focused on your desire without distractions or additions. When you listen to your spirit, you're going to create that vision board that works for you. Number five, write and speak your intention. You have created your vision, right? Now you want to write that vision down, add it to the vision board, speak that intention out loud so that universe and God knows what you're asking for, specifically what you really desire, and leave that sacred space knowing that everything is going to work out. Know that you know that you know that it's going to work out. Number six, reflect on your vision. Your vision board is not really a message to the universe. If you just hide it, you make it and just kind of stick it in the corner. Keep it where you can see it. Mine, keep mine right by my desk. I reflect on it each and every day, regularly. I use it to remind myself what I'm working for. I use it to remind myself of things that are happening. And sometimes I come back to reflect on that vision board and have to remove something because I've checked it off. So this vision board is going to help you define, create, and focus your deepest desires. This request that you're making by searching your spirit and really using and tapping into your creativity to visualize this desire is going to attract it to you faster, and you're going to get exactly what you want in life.